say sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So listen to this, man. This is in the Hill. 2024, given the competition, who do you think they are saying is the best hope for the Democrats for the presidential race, 2024?
Okay. I'll admit first off that this pause is problematic, that I can't think of the person that it should be right away is an issue that we should probably we should work on that.
Okay, so I'll take
I don't
you
know
out
I really
suspense.
Don't know I mean I can I can
they're,
pick of the 12 that were
about, they're talking about a woman.
Okay
been around, well known,
Ms. Warren.
No, as powerful a woman as there is in the political
Pelosi?
Interaction for Democrats.
Pelosi?
A blast from the past. No.
Okay. Oof. You scared me. You frightened me for a moment.
Who?
I said Pelosi.
Hillary Clinton.
Okay. I don't see it.
Hillary Clinton's name again.
Okay, guys, we got to lay this out loud and clear. The DNC is out of touch. They don't know what is going on.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
That would be a disaster.
844-967-2789. There may be a rematch coming in 2024. Race for the White House, but we're not talking, God help us, Biden Trump. Instead, 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton is an interesting prospect to consider when looking for a viable candidate, particularly if an 80-something President Biden decides not to seek a second term. And why would he? Just 22% of voters want him to seek a second term, according to a I&I tip poll. It doesn't get much better when polling only Democrats, where just 36% want to see the president run again. With that juggernaut candidate named, someone else coming in first with 44% support. Hillary Clinton.
Nah, man. All right. First of all, I think we also got to put out there that Mr. Biden, President Biden himself, already said he doesn't want to go two terms. Which I respect.
He's not going to be able to. Come on, man. Look at it. And I'm not just saying this, but
no. He said this before his numbers tanked, before he was even elected. If
no,
I'm not mistaken.
No, there's no way he could physically do another 4 years.
Oh, he was never going to.
What you're talking, what we're actually talking about, Evan, is another 7 years. He's still got 3 years on this one.
And then that's it. I don't believe he'll run again.
No. Okay. So there's this talk in the Democratic Party. They're regurgitating the name Hillary Clinton.
I think that article was written by a Republican. I mean, come on. Could we be any crazier?
A guy named Joel Kuncha.
I'm sure he's a very nice man.
But listen, there are people. Don't forget Hillary Clinton. Still has a bunch of supporters.
Yeah.
She truly does.
And I'm not like an anti Hillary person. You know, I think there are definitely better choices.
So I'm not saying that I support Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if anyone in the listening audience is surprised that here it is, you know, not what, 5 years later, that her name would even be mentioned again. You would have thought that Hillary Clinton's name as the nominee for the Democratic candidacy to president of the United States, you know, that's a bygone time.
And now that you mention it, though, I'm thinking back this last 5 years. The DNC has done almost nothing to raise up, to lift up other potential candidates. Normally, they're sort of fishing in that bucket a few years ahead, and they're looking to see who's going to be sort of best for the job. And I feel like they never came off her. Once she lost, it was sort of, let's wait for the right moment to get back in there. And the DNC never withdrew their support or put their resources elsewhere.
So this is in the Hill. The Democratic bench is about as deep as the New York Jets these days. And if you don't know anything about the New York Jets, they are one of the worst football teams ever known to man. Vice President Harris, come on, man. There's no way in the world I would support Kamala Harris.
Oh, me neither. I mean, she has not been good.
Normally, that vice president is the first place you turn to.
I heard rumblings that they're looking at Kamala for Supreme Court.
To get her out of the running.
Yeah.
She has been a horrific disappointment. I watch her and then
nothing
I don't even know what her name is because she is just out of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that going on in this country that a vice president should be taking the pressure off of Joe Biden. You saw Mike Pence when Donald Trump would be, having, his tough going, Mike Pence could step in and deal with certain things. And he did.
Or even Vice President Biden to President Obama. I mean, it was clear what that role was. And I agree. I'm in complete agreement that role is not clearly defined here.
Well, but Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to tell you, man, if you thought long and hard, I like Buttigieg.
Yep.
I really think that Buttigieg is a guy who has the chops and the demeanor, and now little recognition, name recognition. But whether that would be enough to run against whomever the Republicans are going to be running, I don't know. Hillary Clinton.
Divisive.
And I can't believe I'm even.
D.
I can't even believe I'm saying her name.
Yeah.
Or calling her name, but I didn't. It was in this article.
That's right. That's right. This wasn't your idea.
No, and I want people to know that. okay. And it also says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, not even 40 years old, and he is in a supply chain crisis. Bernie Sanders, they're saying Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, that none of these people can you see as the next nominee. And you know how old Hillary Clinton is, man?
This is a trap. About? This is a trap. I'm going to say she's 60.
Come on, man.
Dude, it's a trap. I told you. All right. How old is she?
60. 60. Hey, man, I'm 67. You think I'm older than Hillary Clinton? Have you ever seen what she looks like?
Well, that's why it's a trap.
Facelifts.
That's what I'm saying. It's a trap. She's had facelifts. Work done. Creams.
She's 74.
Okay. That's sort of what I was getting at. Yeah.
Yeah, 74 is not like she's 80 years old.
I would love to see some young blood, man. I'd love to see that.
Her name is being tossed around. I'm still blown away that her name is even out there.
Yeah.
But there's something else I want to talk about, man. Let's do this. Where is it? Hang on. Since I brought up Hillary Clinton, my computer stopped working.
That's funny. That was good.
Hey, where is it at? Where is it at, man?
Give me a hint.
Give you a what?
A hint. What are we talking about here? I'm dying to know.
Where's it at? Where's it at? Oh, it's actually about Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
And Elizabeth Warren is now saying it's time to expand the Supreme Court.
Love to hear
you
it.
You remember there was conversations about that back in February. It was a conversation that was talked about a lot, and then it disappeared.
And now that the politicization of the court it's so clear, so painfully clear. Yeah, we should be looking at this.
And so to me, it is that kind of leadership that I'm always looking for. Someone who can come up with those kinds of things and to talk about that right now at a time when it really is important that we take a look at what is happening with the Supreme Court and who's controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do something about it now while Democrats have a chance, it's over.
Yeah, we need to protect ourselves.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man, you're a young guy. Your generation, at the rate they're locking all these things up, people on the right, your generation is going to be totally screwed, man. Your future.
Yeah, they're trying to cut off that representation part of democracy. They're trying to cut off the people from the seat of power. They've been doing it with rapidity for decades now, but now it's clear that's their end game. They don't want your say. They don't want your opinion.
So by the time this sinister plot is hatched all the way through, I'll be gone, or I'll be such a feeble old guy.
Oh,
in
there'll
my
be
generation.
Medical advancements. We'll keep you around.
I know, but we'll be my generation will be so feeble by the time they reach the depth of what they're attempting to do. But you and your generation will pay the price for this. And man, what they have in their minds, we've only seen a snippet of it. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. What's your thought? Elizabeth Warren is now saying it is time that they start looking at adding, she said, 4.
Yep.
Maybe more.
And keep in mind that in order to do this, we need to take a look at the filibuster. So this is an exciting topic of conversation for me.
All right. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Sometimes.